Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact.
Each of us is where we are today because of the choices we made before today. So if we want something different in our life, we want something better, something new, something more exciting, we just need to make different choices starting today. Now, a lot of us have made a choice during our life to worry about work-life balance. How many of you have ever worried about work-life balance? Yeah. Well, I hate it. I hate that term. The word balance belongs in the yoga studio. You know, there is no work-life balance. I used to say work-life BS. And it meant before Sharon, because I believe we have one big life. You have your spiritual life, you have your financial life, you have your work life, your family life, your friends, your spiritual life. All of those come together to create who you are. And when you worry about something, you waste precious time today. So stop it. You know, the definition of worry I found a few years ago when I was preparing for a seminar is to worry is to pray for what you do not want. Just think about that. Let me repeat that. To worry is to pray for what you don't want. That one definition has helped me change my life, and it will yours too, because we cannot hold negative and positive at the same time in our brain. And so I happen to be a queen of worry. Any other queens of worry out here? Yeah. And now when I catch myself in my own little worry storm, I stop and I go, Sharon, don't focus on what I don't want to have happen. Stop, reprogram the brain, and start focusing on what I do want to have happen. And it's magical. It has truly helped me deal with things so much better. And I feel better all the time. So I challenge you, think about that the next time you get into a worry storm. Catch yourself and start focusing on what you do want to have happen. Now, when we have this one big life, we have to think about what do we want out of life? And so I challenge you to replace work-life balance with work-life fulfillment. Do you feel good about what you're doing? As a little girl, my father would ask me each night, Sharon, have you added value to someone's life today? I lost him in 2006, but I still ask myself that every night. Have I added value to someone's life today? Wouldn't the world be a better place if that's what we all focused on? Helping others and adding value? But at the same time, we have to stand in our own power. Women are starting businesses at twice the rate of men right now. Yay. It's never been easier to start a business. And the most successful businesses solve a problem or serve a need. And as women, we have to face the fact that close to 90% of us will be solely responsible for our financial lives at some point. So with that, we need to educate ourselves and we need to take control. Don't rely on an employer, the government, or a man for your financial future. Educate yourself and stand in your power to create value. Start a business, excel in your profession. Those are all the things that I want to support you in doing. Now, when you are actually in that fulfillment mode, you're making that choice to solve a problem or serve a need, it makes you feel younger. It gives you energy. I developed the personal success equation, which is combining your passion and your talent. With your passion, your why, right? It can be, we hear, do what you love what you do. Well, my passion comes from being angry that we're not teaching kids about money. So it can be something you get mad about too, but it's your passion and your talent. What is your education? What's your experience? And that's what you bring to the table. But to truly be successful, we need that power of association. Your passion plus your talent times association. Do you have the right people on your team? Do you have the right people supporting you, pushing you towards success, opening doors for you? And then taking the right action. How many of you know that, you know, people, we know what we're supposed to do, we just don't do it? Well, taking the right action. And then above all, having faith in yourself, having faith in what you're doing, that it's needed and necessary. That's what's going to get you through the down times. But when you realize that you're out there adding value to others' lives, solving a problem or serving a need, that gives you that passion, that gives you that energy to jump out of bed every morning. That provides that fulfillment. And is it easy? Building a business isn't easy, but it sure is rewarding. You know, and make sure you look at your associations. How can you improve them? Are there a few you need to shed and a few you need to add? Surround yourself with people who challenge you, who push you outside your comfort zone, where the magic happens. You know, the most successful businesses take that road less traveled. You know, most of my life, when I started my entrepreneurial endeavor, I challenged myself with the question, why not? Why not do something different? Why not take that path less traveled? Why not chart my own course? Make the choice to chart your own course. Now, each and every one of you is already an expert. Nobody has had your successes, and nobody has had your learning opportunities. Again, I'm changing that negative word, mistakes, into learning opportunities. And that, no one else can claim. You are an expert. But let's take you from being the expert to becoming the authority. And that's by establishing your position, playing big. Now, when I started my career, I played big with Talking Book Industry. I partnered with Disney, Warner Brothers. Then when I started the Rich Dad Company, we partnered with Warner Books and Time Life. You know, it was always to make sure I had those powerful associations that could speed our way to success. And then, you know, at the age of 58, I lost my youngest son. Many of you may have had something happen in your life that stops you in your tracks. I put my life in neutral. I stayed busy, right? But I stopped striving. I stopped playing big. I just went through each day and did what I was supposed to do. And, you know, things that used to be important to me weren't important anymore. You're not supposed to outlive your children. And about a year and a half ago, I actually decided it was time probably for me to retire because I wasn't enjoying my life. I wasn't feeling that fulfillment that I had for so many years. Got a little pushback, I think a little bit from upstairs too. And I made a choice, just like I challenge you. Sometimes you have to close one door so other doors will open. I made a choice that there was more for me to do. And I'm still here for a reason. And I have more that I need to do, more people that I need to reach. And so I'm playing big again. I've started the Play Big movement. I invite all of you to join me because each of you, there are more people waiting to hear from you. They need your advice, your experience, your expertise. And so I challenge you to think about what more there is for you to do. How can you add value to more people's lives? Now, some of you may say easy for her to say. Well, it was a tough time for me. You may also say, well, it's too late. Well, I'm 64, and I'm starting over, a whole new project. Ray Kroc met the McDonald's brothers when he was 52. Think about it. Look at what McDonald's did, right? We have Judge Judy started on air at 52. Arianna Huffington started the Huffington Post at 55. And we've seen what that, imagine at 55, she started something completely new. And Colonel Sanders, 65, Kentucky Fried Chicken. I see that it all over the world too, and I think back about it, I say, he started at 65. That should give us all hope. And it's never too late. We're living longer. A study by Fast Company said that we reach our peak in our 50s, which makes me very happy. But then it says all the way through the 90s, which makes me even happier. We have a lot of runway left, a lot of world waiting for us to make our mark. Because when you have a business or when you're doing something in your life, ask yourself, are you selling or are you serving? Now, when you sell, that's a transaction. And once you have a sale, you have to go start another one. When you focus on serving, adding value to other people's lives, you create a relationship. That relationship creates a lifetime of sales. That relationship establishes your legacy. We hear the word legacy is what you're leaving behind. No, your legacy is how you touch people's hearts each and every day. Your legacy is created today and tomorrow by the choices that you make from here on out. So you have the opportunity to be number one in your field and to leave a legacy and create maximum impact. You know, I'm going to add the story of Lisa Gable. At 70 years old, she was upset because her bra straps wouldn't stay up. So she created the Strap Mate at the age of 70. And she was the CEO of that company till she was 85. She passed away at 86. It's never too late to make a choice to solve a problem or serve a need. It's never too late to make the choice of playing big. So many times we hold ourselves back. We are our own worst enemy because of fear. We're afraid of criticism. We're afraid of failure. We're afraid of, some of us, afraid of success. And it's what you're telling yourself. Quiet that mind. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, say, stop it. Yes, I am deserving. I have the opportunity to provide service to others. And you have every right. There's tremendous success out there waiting for you. So ask yourself, your passion, your talent, the right association. Are there associations that you need to reestablish? Are there new associations that can help spread your word, giving you exponential results and taking that action? Instead of being afraid of calling somebody because it's like a cold call, change the way you think about it. That somebody that out there lives can be improved if you reach out to them. They're waiting for your call. And then having faith in yourself, that's what gives you that energy, again, to make it through the difficult times. But you have every right to play big. You have every right to take control of your own financial life. And in doing that, you have, it's not mutually exclusive. You can make a great impact and create generational wealth. When your focus is on service, not sales. When your focus is on adding value to other people's lives. When your focus is on creating one big life for yourself. In the Play Big movement, it's all about being number one in your field, living your legacy, and creating maximum impact. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.